like I got fingers wiggling in the air. That's the finger wiggle song. Fingers wiggle and jiggle along with my finger wiggling song, yeah.
I don't get so loud. The finger wiggling song ain't about volume. The finger wiggling song is about tone. It's about tone. It's not about volume, Brian. It's not about volume at all. This song is about tone and tone alone. Tone and quietness and the wiggling of fingers. That's all. That's all we're doing. Don't break the mold. Don't go outside of your comfort zone. I don't want to see it. That's not what we're doing here. A very important jam today. This is the jam that can make or break sheep feet. If you're not listening to me at all, you could care less about what I'm saying about tone of the finger wiggling jam. That's right. Yeah! you don't feel so alone. Here's a tone. A super weird tune. For earth and not death. This is the tone. Wiggling, the tone was good. The tone was good.
I liked the tone. We had a good tone. We had a CD tone. And it was going good. Things were fine. They were fine. The fingers were wiggling. They were going like this. They were going like this. You wiggle. Wiggle your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wiggle your fingers. Get down. There you go. Wiggle your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, volume is not the breath. Volume is not the breath. So wiggle your fingers. I mean,
for a while there, the finger wiggling jam was going real good. I mean, at first it felt like number 60 on the Billboard Hot 100. Then as it went on, it kind of crept up to like number 43, I thought. And I said, damn, finger wiggling jam's going to be top 40 material here. That's what I thought, you know. And then I misspoke a word. One of my rhymes wasn't good. It was really, really, really stupid. Not just as stupid like the NPR. It kind of slipped back to number 47. But we still had the tone in hand, and I really thought that was going to make it all better. But the drum exploded into life again. Brian McCallum made the finger wiggling jam become uncommercial. Not popular material. Right there.